Rob here.
Hey Rob, Rick here with Huff and Mazer.
Holy fuck, Rick.
What's up, man?
Hello.
Hello, how you doing?
I'm great.
All right, good to hear that. So I did receive your email from last night, and I think there's a change of plans again.
No, I don't think so. I'm just ready to write checks and do something. I think you're a genius and you came up with an idea I'm going to run with. And I don't want to leave you behind because you loyally gave me a wonderful idea.
Well, now my pleasure. So, looking at your email right now that you sent last night, I was actually off work by the time the email came in, but you mentioned that you wanted a news app like Politico to put up articles from conservative pro-Trump sources. So yeah, we were looking at this right now with my team, you know, the two examples that you sent me for the news sources, the Newsmax and Breitbart. We were looking at whether we could have some kind of direct integration with them. So, you know, every time they post an article on their, you know, website or app, it could be automatically fetched into our application. My team's still working on it. But if there is, you know, if there's no automatic integration available, I mean, if they don't offer any kind of direct integration, then we might have to build some kind of an API or a patch that's custom built. So it's going to scan their website and, you know, pick an article every time they post one. Does that
I'm not
sound?
even sure that's legal to do, but that might be, have to be something I consider. Excuse me, I'm losing my voice. I've been on the phone fighting with one of my clients is in deep trouble. I don't fight for myself, I fight for clients.
Well, sorry to hear
Anyway, I've
that,
been
man.
yelling. Well, no, it's a poor guy. He's all over the news right now, and they're trying to put him in jail. He's a guy like you. He's really smart. He's president of a $500 million valued company and getting in trouble. So I'm trying to keep him out of trouble. Anyway, that's what I do when I'm not worrying about Trump.
Okay, good luck to you then. So, I'm looking at the websites right now, the Newsmax and Breitbart, and
Oh, they're crazy. They just have a few. They're not the only sources of good information. I don't know if they even encourage people to use their articles. I don't know. I just know that. Oops. Hold on.
Okay, sure.
Can't get that. Okay. Well, anyway. Keep going,
So,
because I just didn't want to leave you in the lurch because you gave me an idea that I've been chewing on and fucking up and going back and forth on, and I've decided I think I'm really going to do it, but I'm going to focus it in on Trump. I've had so many people tell me that they are going to leave the United States if Trump loses because they think the country's going to hell. And there's a lot of people, when people are that serious about something, and these are not crazy old people, these are rich young people like yourself. Well, I hope that you're rich or going to be rich, but these are successful, real live players and
Right.
that are upset about where things are going. And anyway, I think your idea of doing a Trump-focused only news thing. And I wouldn't want all the articles from either of those sources, just one or two a day, and it probably can be physically worked out with them. I'm not sure. But I just wanted, I want you guys to build me the app if you can give me a fixed price to do it, and or a range of prices. And I started out having this wondrous when my first conversations with you just totally thinking your idea is so brilliant, why not do that? There's probably a couple reasons why, but I haven't found them out yet. And it's not near as expensive as all the shit I've been fed by, as you pointed out to me. You're being fed shit, Rob. That wasn't your exact words. But
I don't remember saying that, but okay.
I wanted to get a price from you, you know, of where I could write you a check to know what I'd have to pay you to do me a good working first draft version of what I want, which is what you described. And I want to use your company if you can do it, and if you have time to do it, and if you are there enough to do it. And you haven't really impressed me with your timeliness, but everything else about you is totally brilliant.
Oh, well, my apologies about the timeliness. You know, we resumed after a longer than expected holiday weekend, and I'm just trying to juggle with a few things today.
I don't give a shit. I just made a comment. Don't waste time trying to apologize for something because it doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. I'm still here, and I like you. So, anyway,
okay,
talk to me.
That you're coming up front about it. Getting back to the application, if we're sticking with the original plan that we had, you know, last weekend I was working on it because you said you wanted to see something by Monday, and then, you know, I received your email whereby you mentioned that, you know, the Trump's Truth Social application went down, and that we could do like a quick, you know, first application to kind of, you know, cover the vacuum that was urgently created, and therefore we stopped working on the first, you know, idea for the application. But as long as we are going back to it, the news app, like Politico, with the you know, the options to you know, have a chat messaging feature as well. I think in this case, so we could have more like a group messaging feature as well, whereby, you know, users could have individual interactions. But I think it's such conversations or such discussions are more done in groups. So what you could do is there's two kinds of options with that. A, either you set up groups as the admin, and only you have the right as the admin to set up groups for different discussions, right? Say daily affairs, daily news around Trump and his administration, the ex-administration. And then, you know, the second option is whereby you allow people to set up their own groups and starting to chat within the application without having to go out on the open platforms like WhatsApp and WhatsApp for Business and other similar platforms. So more like
They might want to use those for all I know. I don't know if there's any advantage for them using a messaging feature, but it could be advantageous. It could be advantageous. I have three helpers, as you can tell. There's no more food for you, kids. Anyway, say hi to Rick. Bark, bark, hello. Okay, they said hello. Rick, that's a good idea. That is a good idea, and I don't know how complicated it is, and I don't know if you think it's a good idea or not. I like WhatsApp, and I use it a lot. I don't have a cell phone yet. I was going out today to buy one. Hey, what do you have? What do you use for a cell phone?
Well, I use an iPhone 14 Pro Max. That's the latest one with the iPhone, and just does the job. So I think it's good enough.
Yeah, something like that I was just going to get, but I like WhatsApp. Yeah. Are you talking on your iPhone now?
No, I'm actually on the computer right now. So, you know, we have this system whereby, you know, the phones are connected to this, you know, SIP line, and that's what I'm using right now. My phone's on charging right now, so, yeah.
Well, you sound good. Anyway, I just didn't want to be discourteous to you because you gave me a good idea that I'm going to run with. And I'm going to invest some money. I'm going to have an app built. And I wanted to have you tell me what you charge me, a range where you charge me anyway. And I would like to use you if I think I want to use you anyway. And I want to be loyal to you because you gave me an idea that's going to make me a couple million dollars. And it is.
Okay.
And I've never not set, when I start, I always finish. And I started out kind of loose talking and not understanding. And now you said, hey, why don't you think about this? And I thought about it and figured it cost way too much money and be way too complicated. And then I started zeroing it in. And I have a feeling that it doesn't have to be complicated, and it doesn't have to even really be reporting the news as much as giving the people who are supporting Trump the chance to create their own news.
That's right. Yeah, I mean, and you know, as long as we are going back to the, you know, the initial idea with the, you know, the political magazine application with a spin of its own in terms of the chat messaging feature. And then I think you're looking for, you know, a second interface for the reporters as well, whereby they can chat and they can upload their articles that you can, you know, then review from your admin panel and then, you know, be able to, you know, update them to the application. I think we're looking at about three interfaces, one for the common users, I mean, the mobile side of the application that's going to be used by, you know, the readers and, you know, people who want to involve into such discussions. The second, you know, interface is going to be for the reporters, which I'm thinking is going to be a web app more so, you know, that's accessible from online desktops. And, you know, a third one would be yourselves as the admin panel, which, again, the standard is an admin, you know, a web-based application that you can, you know, log in from your browser, so you have a wider screen in horizontal orientation that you can use on your laptop, and that you can use to push real-time updates to your mobile application that's used by the front-end users. So that's three interfaces we're looking at. I think before we decided to do like a smaller application, we had done pretty much all of the working on it, and granted that we've already worked on Politico, we know the numbers, we know what we need to do, the plan is there, and I think in this case, I'd rather not, skin this down to its bone and, you know, try and, you know, put everything in stone before moving forward. The only thing, the only reason is, I think the situation, as the elections are coming up, the federal elections, things are changing every passing day, right? You know, just like, you know, over the last weekend, you mentioned the Truth Social application went down. Now, that was an opportunity.
Yeah, yesterday they just got revived. But there's a chance that they'll be going. There's a chance they won't succeed. There's a chance Trump will be assassinated. There's a chance he'll win. There's a very good chance he'll be going to jail.
That's right.
There's a very good chance at that. And there's a very good chance I'll be visiting him in jail because his best friends are my clients. And if I do this, he'll be interested in what I'm doing, I have a feeling. But there's a lot going on, and I have a feeling that it's very timely, and it's, whatever we do is not going to be what we end up with.
Right. So those are good examples of, you know, how things are changing, you know, every passing day. And that means we need to stay flexible, you know, even when we enter the development phase. For most part of it, we would need to stay flexible on the features and everything. That, of course, is
what
not...
features? I just want it simple. Features are very, very... It just has to be easy and has to work. And it doesn't have to be complicated. And there's not going to be that many articles that aren't stolen from other places, because the other places have people who really give a shit. My clients are not going to be given a shit. They're just going to want Trump out of jail.
That's right. So just to try and boil this down to what the application would entail, A, it's going to have you know, a political news discussion board, just like Politico. It's going to have a forum underneath each article whereby people can leave their comments. They can tag, you know, the other person that commented on the same article. They will be able to reply to their comments as well. So, you know, small forum section under each article, right? And then we'll have, I think, group messaging is a great idea rather than having an individual chat. I think it's going to be better if we go for group messages whereby I think just you as the admin should have the right and the privilege to create groups for different kinds of discussions, just to keep it well directed and not allow any kind of other business going on the application, because we won't want that to happen. And then each user would be able to maintain their own profiles. And I don't know how important the reporter interface is to you, but if the reporters can send you stuff by email, and that you can upload to the application using your admin panel that again is going to be built, I think that should suffice for now before we get into a reporter interface and we try and build something for them, because I don't think that that's going to be needed at this time, especially within the first phase of the application while we're still trying to test some waters.
That's right. Nobody's going to give a shit, and I'm going to approve everything that isn't crude, isn't ungodly, and isn't hateful or racist. If something's racist or hateful, I'm going to just say fuck up no, and I'm going to ban them. That's all there is to it. So
Yeah, exactly.
that's
So
it.
reporters and admin could communicate offline. I don't think they need an interface at this time. Probably we could look at that in the future. I think that's it. I mean, we don't need to go into a full-scale application. And if this is what we need to keep doing, I can get this application to you in about 3 to 3.5 months' time, right? Built from scratch, built for you, custom built. And the cost we'd be looking at for this expedited application for both the Android and the iOS is going to come out to somewhere about $40,000.
3 months, 40,000, and you'd have to do it faster than 3 months.
Well, that just
So
increases
what
the cost in the sense that we'd have to assign a dedicated resource. I mean, as long as you can wait for 3 months, I wouldn't recommend you, try and expedite this, because it's going to bring it down to 2 months, but that then is going to increase the cost by about $10,000 as well, which I don't think is a, good decision, a smart move in terms of finances towards the application.
about? That's more money than I thought it would cost, and more time, mostly more time. But I have a feeling that you would do it beautifully. And what would
That's
I get out of you? Could I have you there during the process?
well, I will be in the process. I mean, that's exactly why I'm taking this project on board. I think I mentioned this the first time as well, and I'll say this again. We do this for a living, so not all projects, as much as they should, not all projects, we have personal interest in. I mean, I work with a lot of enterprises. I could give you the names as well, to kind of boast my brag list. But a lot of times we don't find personal interest in a project, right? And in this case, I think I'm fully involved myself, and I feel that I would want to be a part of, making this successful, not just the launch, but also, for the years to come, and what this platform is, essentially, looking to accomplish. So I'd like to be a part of the journey myself in goodwill, and therefore you have me on the project anyway. I mean, it's going to be by hook or crook, I'll stay there and I'll work with you.
I have a feeling that you're a great guy and that you're going to go somewhere in your life. That's just my strong feeling. So that's why I asked that. Okay, well, that gives me something really to think about. If I said make it so I had the app in 2 weeks, what would you say?
2 weeks, I wouldn't be able to do it, honestly, because it's a custom application, right? We're not using something off the market, and that's just because, nothing off the market is going to help us try and achieve what we are trying to do, right? In terms of features, in terms of the overall look and feel of the application. I'd rather suggest, I mean, we have spent about 3 weeks discussing this alone. I'd say, we give it 3 months to, fully bake it up before we launch this, because we don't want to go out with something half cooked. We'd rather go with something that's fully baked. And, for that, if it has to take its right time, I think we should give it.
Well, that would be just about the right time to come out. Well,
3 months is what? I mean, as long as you start ASAP. I don't know what your timeline looks like in terms of your finances and everything, but we're looking at September. You've already stepped into September. Even if we count this month, September, October, November, I think December is when you should be preparing to launch the application and, ready to press the gas on this and get this going.
I have a feeling you're right. I want to process that. And I want to look at the schedule of everything that's happening with the political situation in America. Trump's trials, two of his trials will be starting or just have started in December. They'll be postponed to January. February is going to be hot. February is when there's going to be a lot of anger, and I think the anger will drive signups.
Exactly, yeah. The closer we come to the general elections, I think it's going to, the hype is going to go up, and that's exactly what we want to, cash on, if that's the right word, to kind of, I think we still have time within this year to get this going, but I think then again, we are short on time in the sense that, the sooner we start, the sooner we can get this going and accomplished, because if we start today, then December 1st is what we're looking at as the deadline. If we start in 15 days, then, by the time of Christmas is when we are looking to launch the application. And with the holidays coming in, by at the time of our launch, that's in December, that is going to make it a little tough if we delay this, by say 15 days from now in terms of starting the application.
Yeah, this is the conversation I wanted to have, and I'm really grateful to have had it. And I'm really grateful that you gave me the time tonight. I have to now think about what you said. It's in my brain, and I'm going to be processing and putting this together by the end of the week. And well, I'll have my thoughts together by the end of the week, and certainly by the end of the weekend.
I think that sounds fair. So, in the meantime, if you need something from me, in terms of advice, any kind of, anything that you need, you can let me know. But otherwise, I think I'll follow through with you on Monday. And if by
I think
that
that would
time,
be good for
right? And I can,
just
in the
wait till
meantime,
Monday.
sounds good. In the meantime, I can send you a draft copy of the engagement agreement we have that is going to be signed before I can onboard you. So, if you want to look at that in the meantime as well and kind of expedite the process, I could send you that over as well, and you can start
That
looking
would
at it.
be good. Let me look at that, and we'll have it. I'll be, on Monday we'll talk.
All right, that sounds like a plan. I'll let you go for now, Rob, unless you have anything else for me.
No, I'm perfect.
All right, man, I'll let you go. Enjoy the rest of the evening, okay?
What, it's 4:30 there, right?
Well, 3:30 here, where I am at right
4:30.
now.
4:30, right?
No, it's 3:30 right now. I'm in California these days, so it's 3:30 here,
Okay.
and I think it's going to be 6:30 at your end, right?
Well, it's 6:30 in New York where I am with my business right now. I travel without moving because I go on the schedule of my clients. Okay, I will
All right.
talk to you later, sir, and I'm going to think about this hard.
All right, sir.
I
Thank
think
you so much for your time, okay? Sorry.
I think you should do it faster. I don't see why you can't do it in much less time.
Well, I'm already thinking to launch my own company. I mean, I had a company until 2019. And if I plan to do that sooner than later, and if I have all that kind of authority and liberty to, expedite things at my whim and fancy, I'd be more than happy to be able to do it earlier. But I think I've given you a fair timeline if we talk about custom app development. At the end of the day, it's a mobile app, right? And it needs its time to build. And this is the kind of time you're looking at in terms of, but you think about it, give me a word by Monday, and we will see what we can do in order to expedite the project, right?
Yes, sir. And
Thank
when
you,
you
Rob.
start your own damn company, I want to know, I want you to keep me informed. I want to be part of your company. You're going to be a really rich man, and you're going to do something serious. I want to be part of it. I don't care if it has fucking to do with apps or not.
I'll keep you posted about my, secret plans. Okay?
Keep me on your list. Thank you, sir.
I definitely
No
will.
matter what, no matter what we do here, I want you to keep me on your list because you're going to the top.
Okay, we'll
I
keep
know it.
discussing this. We'll keep throwing some light to it every time we speak. And I think that's
You're
going to
too
help
slow.
me get some guidance
I'll
as
see
well.
you later. See you later, sir.
All right, sir. Thank you. Have a good one.
Bye.
Bye now.